Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Otto Loos.
Today I'm here.
And this is our last segment. And this is, of course, the last segment of the Christina Lou Show for today, which I'm sure people are pulling off their cars right now and just taking that tissue to their eye.
I understand we have we're up to 53 people. Christina's
it's gone wild. It's gone wild today. It's gone wild. But we have a big show coming up in a couple of weeks, but we'll get there. We'll talk about that as time goes on. Yes. But the more important thing is, Otto, 147. What does that represent?
Days to Christina Lou's birthday.
Close. It was from the list.
He's going to wait till we get a little closer for the actual birthday countdown.
Right. The countdown is not until October when we're halfway there.
The whole thing calculated. The next one's not going to be as big as the last one.
I know.
One,
it's, when you're dealing with me, they're always very big.
I didn't know if I met Christina at this junction or this is every year.
It might just be a little downscaled, but it's still a monthly celebration, just so everyone knows.
We went to break talking about the upcoming Aging in Place in Suburbia.
Yes. So we have the keynote speaker for that day is going to be State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be, presenting at the conference as well, along with, we're going to have all types of amazing programs. The Circle of Support is going to have its big, presentation debut there, and everyone will get the template they'll go home with and a little explanation of how to fill it out. Project Safe will be presenting as well. We'll have brain games that the nurses and social workers will be providing. Blood pressure screenings. It's quite the show.
And you can bring a big shopping bag,
right? And you actually probably will get a shopping
bag. You
probably
get the
green vendor.
One?
Yes, the vendors usually give out reusable shopping bag, which is good, and you can fill up all your material. Because what I said, there's so much information out there that you just don't even know exists. So I think these are great. At your own leisure, you can walk around, take whatever you think might be beneficial to you. I said, plus there's a lot of free pens.
Yeah, no.
That you can get.
The main thing about this is you're going to have government and not for profits and private vendors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
You go
when you get the information. Nobody's going to be jumping down your throat trying to get you to sign something. And we'd be telling you right now, you don't sign anything. The information will be in front of every vendor. You take your bag, you take the stuff you have an interest in, and then what happens after that?
And I
say,
what I've been hearing with the different vendors when they're coming in, a lot of them are bringing different machines and tools, which is amazing. And the one that I really can't wait to see, it's something you step inside that tests your balance.
Oh, really?
So it moves you around, and I guess it's something interesting because it's like a quick little thing. You just go in, and it's fun to see what goes on. So I know that a lot of the different vendors will be bringing different things, which is
so
great.
It's informational expo as opposed to a sales expo.
Exactly,
of course.
Of course.
People are there to provide you with information,
right? And what's great is that people have to pay to be there. So this is we're able to provide this free to the public. We have amazing sponsors that signed on. Obviously, it's the town and Hofstra do this, and North Shore LIJ is a sponsor. Agewell New York, Parker Jewish, PSEG all signed on to be sponsors, and which is great because we're gonna have a light breakfast in the morning. Lunch will be provided. As well as transportation, which is a major...
That's a big thing.
Yeah, so they'll be from all around different locations in the town, like the Great Neck Social Center, the Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, the Port Washington Senior Center. There's Friendship Baptist Church in Roslyn. It's the American Legion of Wilson Park. We covered all of our bases. And so when you call to register, they ask you where you want to take the bus from, and you can take it from wherever you choose. Which is nice. And, when you're on the bus, you're all registered, so you don't need to wait online once you get to the conference, too. So that's Wednesday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center.
311 is the number for registration.
311, and you have to register. And like I said, this was just advertised on Newsday, so they've been flooding in all week, all the registrations.
Exactly. Last year, there was, not last, 2 years ago, there was like 100 or 150 showed up at the door.
Yeah.
This year, they probably won't be able to accommodate it because it will be a full house prior to that.
Well, I saw a big ad in Manhasset Press and the Illustrated News over in New Hyde Park.
Okay.
So I think Anton Media or Publishing, whatever it's called,
is doing it across the board
in the town of North Hempstead. So that there's going to be a lot of activity.
And our Pioneer newsletter is actually scheduled to be delivered towards the end of next week. And that whole issue is dedicated to the conference. It'll tell you a little more about our speakers and different things that will be going on at the conference as well. So
that's also another 311. I know I've given Christina some addresses of people who live in North Hempstead and never received it for whatever reason.
And
just
it's
give your
that
address
been,
and you get on the mailing
and
list.
I'll tell you right now because I can. I'm in charge of like making sure that you know I talk to the company and say you know that so and so does not you know needs it. They moved. You know, so it's really great just to keep the database updated because everyone that's 6 years over in the town should be getting this. And if you're not, please call and we'll make sure that you're on the list to get it. So it's definitely full of information. Otto's on our Pioneer committee. He's been involved from like the very beginning and. It's a great source of information.
I like to think that the newsletter is informative, and it's not a political document.
Exactly.
It's meant to inform people about Project Independence, what it does, what it can do, and maybe help you in the future, help caregivers that you know.
And it's just, you know what it is? It's amazing because I can't even begin to the amount of phone calls I get from 311 of people saying, I did not receive it, you know. So there are people who are waiting for it. And I think it is something and a test to the town who, you know, sends us out. And it's not a political piece. It's not urging you, but it is, you know, informational. So please stay tuned for that. It's a very fancy new.
I mean, there are political photos on there, but without the support of those people.
Right. It wouldn't be possible.
This wouldn't take place.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, no. I had a conversation with somebody recently. About that, and it's a tremendous undertaking, Project Independence, but it is an undertaking that the whole town council
Absolutely.
And the supervisors behind 100%. When things are tough, you know, you never know when another era somebody turns around and says, "This is ridiculous. We'd rather pave the streets." You don't know where this goes. We are so fortunate that everybody, and we're not plucking parties, both parties are 100% behind Project Independence, which is tremendous. When anything gets voted for, it's voted unanimous, which is great.
Right. Yes. But I think, you know, Project Independence, you know, and that's what's special about the conference as well, is that, you know, we're celebrating our 10 years. You know, 2005, we kind of started as a NORC, and it just snowballed from there. And it's just the benefits of the town that it provides, I think, just no matter what party you're a part of, you realize how exponential. I mean, it's amazing, you know, and we're only growing and, you know,
in
that's
a positive way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. But when you need help, there shouldn't be a party.
Right.
You need help. That's the end of it. Right. I mean, you know.
Right.
And I say about Project Independence too, I say, you know, our seniors don't have children in the school districts, you know, anymore. And this is your benefit to your tax-paying dollars. So, you know, make use of it.
That's very good.
Right? Make use of it. It's free, you know.
That's why this is the Christina
Lucia.
Right? See?
Told you, PI is very special to me, and I think it's just important. And
well,
you could, in any aspect.
Great job.
Oh, thank you, Otto. But any aspect, you know, you're able to, and that's what I think is amazing about Project Independence. You know, you might not need the social worker, but you're able, and you want to volunteer, so you're able to do that. You know, it covers the whole aspect of things, which is amazing. So definitely call 311 if you ever have any questions or concerns about anything, and we'll help you.
Terrific. I have a quick question.
Yes.
Are we still looking for mentors?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if we are.
Yes, there's still, the town actually is working on a new initiative, and it should be starting up, I think, in 2016, about they're looking for mentors to help. It's going to be in the Manhasset area and the Westbury area. And this is where our seniors will come in handy to help mentor students while they're in high school and even getting out and kind of get them on the path to different careers and something that might work with them and hook them up with different internships. So it should be. I know a couple of our Project Independence members have already signed on to be mentors for this program, but it's called My Brother's Keeper, and it's really just something nice to do. So
it would be for children that don't have the benefit of having maybe at home
mentoring.
Right.
And you could be of big value and to somebody, you know, could turn their life
exactly
around.
And I think too, you know, with Project Independence, because I do have get to sit on different committees with all of our different seniors, whether it's the radio show or the Pioneer or just an advisory committee. And I mean, you guys are the ones that have lived lives and had careers and experience that really could benefit a child's life and shape them. And just knowing that you, something you might do might help them, right, you know, in the future. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So I really urge, if you have the time.
This
is the flip side of that, though. If you know a child who maybe could use mentoring, how do they find out what children to use?
They actually, I know they work with the school districts.
Okay. Right.
So the school districts, you know, in collaboration with the town, kind of see who would be a good fit for the program, and that's how it works out. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's amazing, you know, and it's definitely something that's going on around the nation. So it's just, it's fun to be a part of it.
And in most of these volunteer things, it's men that are needed. Right. Ladies volunteer, but a lot of these young fellas, it's not the same to have a 70-year-old. Well, there's love there. I'm not questioning that.
Of course.
From mentoring a businessman, that kind of thing, you get a man involved. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's definitely.
Why is that? You know, reality, I believe, is that women do tend to volunteer a lot more than men in general.
Yeah.
Why? Why can't?
I think it's just a woman. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Why can't, you know, why can't a man volunteer?
Yeah, that's right, Otto. Tell him.
Well, it's true.
Otto got to share his famous quote. Where's that Otto quote?
That Otto quote is not coming back now because this is over.
Yep.
This is amazing. So that's the question for next week. Yeah. Why are men not willing to volunteer? That's where you have to. The 55th person is listening today can talk about that. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, Christina. And I know I saw Janine and Rebecca. Thank you all very much.